afternoon and welcome to the David Right Wing Show. This is episode 4 titled Traitors to Our Democracy. This is my first time recording online using my new hosting service, Anchor.fm, who I am happy to be working with. For those of you that are interested in starting a podcast, I would highly recommend Anchor as their tools are easy and free to use. Before I started using Anchor, I was only putting my podcast on YouTube with a simple picture. But now I'm happy to say that my show is available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. Now moving on to the subject at hand, the title for today's episode, Traitors to Our Democracy. This episode was spurred on by a post I saw this morning shortly after waking up. And for those that don't know, recently footage of a black man named Ahmaud Arbery being shot and killed by two white men in Georgia was released. According to police, the shooter and his father were attempting to make a citizen's arrest on Arbery when things went south. Now, regardless of what you believe, Arbery's death was a tragedy, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And the reason I bring this up today is because of the way that I learned of Arbery's death. And that was through a post by today's most irrelevant celebrity, Nick Cannon, who attempted to politicize this tragedy, stating, "Y'all still out here trying to make America, quote, great again." This is one of many posts by celebrities that attempt to insinuate that Trump supporters are white supremacists, which is far from the truth. For example, I am a Trump supporter, yet I am also the uncle to two great kids who just happen to be of Liberian descent. But I digress. And this is not the first time that leftist actors have sought to politicize tragedy. Another example of this is comedian Chris Rock, who I actually used to be a fan of. Rock, in 2016, was paid $20 million to produce a comedy special on Netflix. His special Tambourine made its debut in 2016. And this special sparked controversy, as in it, Chris Rock states, "I want to live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. I want to see white mothers on TV crying." And this is unforgivable, and Netflix has not come out and stated anything in regard to this, as Tambourine is still on Netflix. So moving on to some of our political actors. Over the years, the left has shown the world what they believe in, and it is evident that they do not have the interest of the American people in mind. So going back in time to look at some moments where Americans have betrayed their country, we could take a look at actress Jane Fonda. In 1972, towards the end of the Vietnam War, Fonda decided that in an act of protest to visit North Vietnam and support their cause. There, there remains pictures of Fonda sitting upon North Vietnamese anti-aircraft guns with a smile on her face. And this is unforgivable. I know Fonda has gone out and tried to make amends for this, but it's just unforgivable. I can't believe another American would do something like this. But moving on to another individual. Next, we'll talk about former President Bill Clinton. And while the Clintons have a large background in corruption, this story is actually from the end of Bill's presidency. On January 20th, 2001, President Bill Clinton gave a presidential pardon to billionaire fugitive Mark Rich, who was indicted on 65 criminal counts, including income tax evasion, wire fraud, racketeering, and trading with Iran during the oil embargo, at a time when Iranian revolutionaries were still holding American citizens hostage. These charges would have led to a sentence of more than 300 years in prison had Rich been convicted on all counts. The indictment was filed by then U.S. federal prosecutor and future mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani. And at the time, this was the biggest tax evasion case in U.S. history. While Mr. Rich never did return to the United States, he also never did confess, although four of his companies did confess to these crimes. So moving on to the wife of President Clinton, I going to try and avoid the big ticket items such as Benghazi or Hillary's email scandal. But today we're going to take a look at the Clinton Foundation. And thanks to the emails leaked from the Clinton campaign, or actually from Chairman John Podesta's private email via WikiLeaks, we know that Chelsea Clinton authorized Simpson Thatcher to conduct an internal review that discovered that donors to the Clinton Foundation, quote, may have an expectation of quid pro quo benefits in return for gifts. And this is one of the many instances where the public has been shown that the Clintons have their own best interest in mind and not that of the American people. Now, we're going to go on to talk about everyone's favorite socialist, Bernie Sanders. Now, Sanders, as I've criticized before, has never held a real job other than his career in politics. But moving away from that point, after he attained power, first as the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, Sanders got a feel for the money and the power that came with government positions. Actually, in his first race for Congress, Sanders found a way to funnel campaign money into his own pockets, and this is through a process called media buying. This is the process of hiring an agency to purchase ads at the expense of a commission, but there is no law stating where that commission goes. And so, due to this, Sanders decided it was best practice to hire his wife, Jane Sanders, to be the principal buyer for his campaigns. This act remains prevalent today as Jane Sanders remains the principal buyer for all of the Sanders campaigns. And so for all of you that have wanted to help the campaign that wasn't, quote, wasn't funded by big corporations, you essentially gave your hard-earned cash to a career criminal. And now, as the last profile that we'll examine today, we'll take a look at prospective Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. And now, it's not unheard of for the Biden family to work together, but it is important to note, however, that the Bidens have been working strictly to promote their interest and not those of the American people. Staying away from the Ukraine ordeal, Biden has been known to vote against party lines in order to protect his son's interests, including voting for a new bankruptcy bill and against a bill that would require credit card companies to provide better warnings about the perils of making minimum monthly payments. This took place all the while his son, Hunter Biden, was consulting for MBNA Corporation, a major Delaware banking and credit card company. He has also worked on legislation to deal with asbestos damage lawsuits. Meanwhile, his other son, Beau, was working for a law firm that handled asbestos litigation. Now, I hope that these different stories have shown you that some of the most prevalent left-wing idealists are nothing more than career criminals who have sought to take advantage of the American public. All right, and that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. And be sure to check out my social media. I'm on Facebook at Facebook.com/DavidRightwing, Twitter at Twitter.com/DavidRightwing, Twitch.tv/DavidRightwing, or you can write me at DavidRightwingShow@gmail.com. And that's for if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you want to be a guest on the show, feel free. I will definitely be willing to take people on the show. All right. All righty, guys. So thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.